has kept me being settled in my ways. Trauma's behavior change. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. For he knows the perfect plans for your life. Be transformed.
Welcome to the Be Transformed podcast. We're your hosts, Teresina Marie.
And I'm Linda FW2. Get ready to be transformed. With God, we choose the renewing of our minds and the renewing of our hearts
to embark upon the best day of our lives.
Be Transformed Tuesday.
Yes.
Yes. We're so excited today. It is our season of singleness, and we are just excited what God is doing for us in our lives in this season. And so welcome everyone for joining us again.
Faith and singleness, that is the journey we're on, honestly. So if there's anybody who's online with us tonight and can relate to that, you know, give us a holla. Say, yes, that's me. Sustaining your faith while being single. That is the topic. Last week, we spoke about a solitude and being in that season of solitude and singleness. So this week, it's all about having faith in that season. But you want to dive on in? You want to just get this thing rolling?
Yes, I will open up in prayer and then we'll get started. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for who you are. You are a wonderful, amazing God. You are the creator of all things, Lord God. And we just thank you for being the God that you are, the sovereign God, the just God, the loving and kindest God. We just thank you for yet another day to serve you, to honor you, to witness, to love on you, to love on your people, Lord God. And on this day, I just ask that you remove anything that's not like you in our hearts. We just remove anything, doubt, fear, just anxiousness. Lord God, I just ask that you remove it and fill us more with your Holy Spirit. We take captive every thought and every action and everything that does not please you, and we make it obedient to your word, Lord God. And so I thank you for each and every person that's coming on here this live, or the people that will watch the repeat of this live. And I just ask that you bless them on today as you bless us on today, and just give us a word to share with your people. This is your space, and I ask that you have your way. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Linda, give me a little something. Give me a little blurb on what it's been like for you, and describe just kind of, you know, what is your faith experience while being single?
You know, my faith experience while being single is, it's a beautiful journey. Mm-hmm. It's not a space of, for me, it's not a space of loneliness. It's a moment in time, and it's a calling for a greater relationship with God. I believe that I am a better person today because of this season of singleness. Mm-hmm. I believe that I'm a better friend. I'm a better mother. I'm a better daughter because I am intentional each and every day in the current relationships that I have. And I'm so grateful to God that he even allowed me this space. And we talked about last week how decisions, when we are single and we're not utilizing the time with purpose with God, that it can be a moment of like unrest, and we can lack peace. Or if we're married and we're not utilizing that time with God, or we're making decisions just because, that can be an unsettling marriage as well. Right. So I'm grateful for this moment. I highly recommend to really, truly allow God to do what is necessary in this season of your singleness. And I just want to define single really quick. Yeah. Single is not married. Single is, you can be single by divorce, by choice, mm-hmm. or widowed. You're single. Mm-hmm. And so regardless of how you became single, mm-hmm. or your decision to be single, it is such a beautiful time. That's my faith in singleness right now.
You know, my first two words, I concur. Okay. You know, you dropped some really good nuggets in that. You know, you said that it's a time to strengthen your faith, to strengthen your relationships. You're kinder and you're better in your relationships with family, you know, as a mother. And that's really when we are focused on our growth, when we are focused on the wisdom that this season is meant to teach us, then we grow into that better version of ourselves. That season of singleness, don't ever take it for granted. I don't take it for granted. I'm utilizing every day, every moment of this season. And this is coming from someone who was in relationships for over 20 years. You know, I just, from high school up until 40 years old, I was in relationship. And so this is coming from someone who now at an age in adulthood has an opportunity to be single in a mindset that's wiser than when I was 20, than when I was 16, than when I was 30. I'm able to utilize this time to understand, in order for me to obtain the blessings that's meant for me in life. Yes. And when I say blessings, I'm talking all encompassing. I'm not just talking being in a relationship. Whatever my destiny is, I have to become. And so the season of singleness and faith for me is exactly that. It's having faith in knowing who God has called me to be. Having faith in understanding that I can become that. Having faith in knowing all the desires in my heart I can achieve, I am capable of achieving. Knowing that maybe the ugly parts of me that I didn't like before, I can overcome those and I can become better to my children. You know, as a mother, I can become better as a daughter. I can become better as a sister, as a friend. And that's how we utilize this season, because as individuals, even jointly in a marriage, you still have your own individuality. And that individuality is what contributes to a strong partnership. We were doing our studying, and in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians and 7, it was talking about the married and the unmarried. 1 Corinthians 7 and 7, it says, but each of you has your own gift from God. One has this gift, another has that. So we have to remember, we are a gift, and we offer gifts to a partnership, right? So if we're called to be single for a season, for a certain period of time, then we have to nurture our gift. We have to know that there is a gift, regardless of being attached to someone, that we continue to nurture. There's those who are called to be in a marriage, and then those are called to a life of singleness. Yes. God calls us to have peace in any circumstance. So having faith in singleness is understanding that those who know that you're called to be in a marriage, you know it because you have passion. Mm-hmm. You know, and the word talks about those who have passion. And those who have passion are called to be in marriages. But those who just kind of have a better self-control and don't have that level of passion and who are called to a life of singleness have the same gift. So we have to have peace in each circumstance, that regardless of what you're called to, that there's a peace in knowing that there is a gift, that we are a gift, that God has given our own individuality as a gift. We have a purpose to contribute. And I think that's what's really important in understanding singleness, is that our gift, our talents, and our potential isn't attached to a person. Yes. It isn't attached to a marriage. It isn't attached to a relationship. It's who we are. And that's what makes us as individuals great. And we have to understand that first in our singleness before we can ever think that we can pour it into any relationship, because how can we if we don't nurture and accept it and own it for ourselves?
You know what is a truth that we don't necessarily talk about? The things that we desire in a human being, we can't even get from a human being, mm-hmm. right? We can only get from God.
Yeah.
We can only get from Him. The love, the kind, the careness, the things, fulfillment that we want from an individual, we cannot even receive that. It's only God that can give us what we truly need. And one of the things that I've learned during this time of study is that this is a good time for kingdom building, right?
Absolutely.
And like you mentioned, exercising our calling and our purpose, just being out there on the forefront. This is a good time. If you sing, sing, you know, if you want to travel the world and do mission work, yeah, do that. This is a time where you want to feed the kids and the homeless, because there are times when people go from singleness to marriage that they cannot do anymore. It's over, it's done. When marriage is involved and when children is involved, it's over. There are some things that we can continue to do, but during this season, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And I believe that he tells us to hold on to his commandments, right? So regardless of if we're in a relationship or we're not, there is still a divine connection and a divine purpose that we share with our Lord and Savior. And so one of the things that I wanted to talk about, I remember back in the day when people were, let's just talk about marriage, like in spaces like the church, right? And I remember feeling like I was weird because I was single. I was just weird. I should be married. Or when people say, why aren't you married? Or you still. Well, it almost made me feel, and I shouldn't just say the church, because that's not true. It's just, I think, just people.
I think it's a culture in general. You know, when you're single for too long, yeah, your girlfriend's trying, you know, blind dates, and oh, they're, yeah, trying to refer people to you, and right, it's like, just let me be.
And I think we come from a culture of idolizing marriage. I think marriage is a beautiful thing. I want to be married at some point in my life. I'm not in a rush because I'm enjoying this time with God. And when God releases me to that season, it will be, right? But I remember feeling a little just incompetent, like, okay, I guess I can't be with married people or have certain conversations because they're married and they have a sacred conversation that I can't be a part of. But I will say this, married women are my favorite women. They are my favorite women to be. I will hang around a married woman before I hang around a single woman, because I love a woman that values herself and respect. And I'm not like a real, you know, off the chain kind of woman. So it helps to be with a woman who's controlled.
Right.
But no, seriously, who doesn't have the desire to just get out there and do all kinds of things. Married women are my favorite women. They teach me so much, and I watch them, I learn from them, because one day I will be married. And I need my married sisters to kind of guide me in that way, right? I need my married village for when that time comes, when I'm afraid or when I'm going through, you know. So, and I have faith. I have faith that God is shaping me to and shaping me now for the season to come, right? It's a process, it's discipline, it's shedding. So shout out to all the married women.
Absolutely.
Y'all, well, are, you know, my favorite.
It's all about the company that you keep. And so when you say, as a single woman, you enjoy hanging around married women, well, how else will you be prepared and become and understand how to be a wife if you've never experienced or been exposed, right? And so I love it, especially the women of our generation who are living in successful marriages. That's an inspiration, you know, coming from someone who's been divorced, seeing that love thrive and overcome the hurdles that come at marriages is an inspiration. And it also instills hope for those who do desire to have that and be married. So it's all about the company you keep. It's all about the environment and understanding that it's not about longing. You know, faith in singleness is about having faith in who you are, who God is calling you to be. First and foremost, you're having faith in the things, the talents, the visions that God has given you. And when you have faith in the path that's before you, then you know automatically that faith is going to be attached to, okay, well, if it's in God's plans to deliver a spouse, then that's a part of that faith, because now you're walking in alignment with where you're called to be. Right? Because it's all in God's timing. And so instead of living in a state of longing, because often when we're in a state of longing, we end up inviting the wrong conversations, the wrong dates, the wrong environments, right?
Or entertaining.
Yeah, we end up inviting, you know, just surrounding ourselves with the wrong things that's not going to pour into that growth and transformation into that partner or spouse that we want to be, or that growth and transformation into that life of singleness that you've been called to be. Because there are people on here who they are called to be single, and they are happy and they are peaceful in that singleness. And so having faith is building up that strength, like you said, when people come up, because I know I've had it. I've had people, you know, when you gonna start dating again, or when, like, don't rush me. You know what I mean? But you have those people, that's what it's about for them. It's about being with someone. It's about always having someone to talk to, or having a date, or having a friend with benefits. Hanging around or being around that environment isn't conducive to whatever self-control you are trying to live in at the time. So if the self-control is that you've heard the word, this is what the spirit has spoken to you, it's in your spirit that you're called to singleness, and this is just what it is, then we're not going to plant ourselves in environments around a bunch of people who are encouraging otherwise, because now you're going to get out of alignment with what God's will. And then when you get out of alignment, now you're walking outside of the blessings and the purpose and the destiny that's all in line for you. So faith for me is staying in alignment in the season.
Absolutely.
It's not attached to being single. It's not attached to being married. It's being in alignment. That is faith. Even when you're going through a season of maybe disbelief, or feeling like that's not the route, but you continue even maybe in uncomfortable moments to walk in that alignment. You know my favorite scripture. I always say, those who persevere and have stood the test will receive the crown of life. And that's faith. We persevere. We just persevere through singleness. I mean, it's been 5 years for me, and I know that's not a lot. There's probably people on here like, girl, I've been single 14. But, you know, 5 years is 5 years. Mm-hmm. And it's this is the longest I've ever been single. That's why I say that, because I was a person who was always in relationship, and I'm just learning relationship does not define me. It doesn't define me, and I am whole without one or with one. You know what I mean? But I had to honestly learn how to walk in that wholeness. You know, I'm not going to say I'm 100% whole. There's still areas of healing and growth, and we're walking improvements every day. So I'm not going to claim that I've made it, you know, but I will say that I'm not who I used to be in any of the relationships that I've been in, especially in my marriage. And I am a new woman, but it is the deliverance of being pulled out of those relationships to force me into this moment of singleness, for me to really look in the mirror and identify with who I was looking at. And then when I was looking at that reflection, and I was not pleased with who that person was, that's when the work began. But see, first we have to be brave enough to take that moment to say, I'm going to take a pause, not only so that I can be the best of me, but so that I can be the best I can be to my partner. Because like you said, we can't rely on a human to make us happy.
Come on.
You know, to be the best companion, to say the right thing, to be that comforter, right? We can't rely on a person to be that. We have to know how to be that for ourselves and pour that into someone. Because if we can embody those things, then we're going to attract someone with those things. You know, we have to become what it is that we want. And that's how God will bless us.
Yes.
God will bless us through that obedience. And those are all characteristics of the fruits of the spirit that he calls us to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. I think it's the vision and the plan for spiritual growth that you're referring to, you know, because again, we have desires, yet God has a plan.
Yeah.
And so it all falls back to relationship with him, allowing him to work through those things that we need to work through, use us to the best of our abilities and his need for us in the kingdom, and becoming all that he has called us to be as a whole person. Just as a whole person, just imagine being in a relationship and not having fulfilled all of who you could have been prior to the relationship. I know that I've been in relationships and I could feel the pause on my life. I could feel the pause in the direction that I was going, the desires of my heart, because now I had a different focus. I've never been married. So technically I've always been single. But what I'm saying is I could feel the shift in my life going in a different direction. And I'm not going to lie, a lot of times it was very uncomfortable, because in the back of my mind, I'm saying, but I still want to do this. And I haven't fulfilled that. And then there's this level of like, almost feel like settling in a way, like, oh gosh, what would life be like if I don't give that part of me, or if I don't allow God a chance to develop that part of me, you know? So I love marriage. I do not idolize marriage. I think that social media has changed our perception of, you know, relationship goals and all of this stuff. I don't believe in any of it. I just believe in a healthy, whole individual, two individuals coming together and living out the life that God has called for them to live, and just being good people in the world.
Yeah,
and keeping God at the forefront. I just think we're successful in singleness and marriage when we allow God to lead.
So a couple of things, of things on that one. I will say we can be whole in a relationship. We can reach our full potential in a relationship. And when we talk about, because I can relate to saying I felt like I was settling, or I felt like my life was put on pause, or a lot of the things, I felt like I was being pulled back instead of growing in the relationships that I was in. I wasn't growing. And that was part of the reason my unhappiness shifted in, right? And what started the demise of those relationships and of my marriage is because of feeling like I wasn't growing and it wasn't growing me. But that also goes back to us not having a clear understanding of relationships. Getting into intimacy before we're called to be, we were walking in flesh in those moments of our lives, right? Even though we love the Lord, there was an intentionality that was not 100%. And so now we're at a phase where, yes, you know, we recognize, God, that we're walking with intention. We're growing with you. We're walking in faith, and we're going to grow, and we're going to use this moment of singleness to become. But that doesn't mean that God won't bless us with a partnership that will grow us even more, because God can still be working on that spouse at the same time he's working on us, right? And so as he's working on that spouse, he's molding that spouse on how to lead and how to nurture and how to cultivate the best out of someone. Yes. Just like we are nurturing ourselves to become better at learning how to cultivate our partner. So I don't agree with that part that we necessarily have to reach our full potential, but we do need to have grown and become whole in who we are. You know, if you're sitting back and you're waiting for Captain Saver to come start some life, well, then that's, you know, I can feel that. That's a different thing. You know, don't sit up here and just wait for somebody to come be, you know, Captain Saver and make sure that they build the business and the legacy, you know, and have all the money and the time to take care of the kid or all the stuff, you know, contribute. I believe in being a contributor. I believe in being a contributor to the relationship, not only contributing the desires of my heart, but cultivating and growing the partner who I'm sharing this life and this legacy with.
Yes, I agree. And let me clarify, I do believe that you can elevate as an individual and as a couple, regardless of married or single, right? What I was speaking of is putting myself on pause to serve a relationship, not allowing God was dealing with me prior to the relationship, and then getting in a relationship, all of a sudden there's a shift in my life and it's unsettling. It's like, okay, what did I do here? Because there's a part of me that needed to be developed still.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what it is, I needed to be developed before entering this situation. And I could feel that each and every time. I could feel relationships that I've been in. I could feel that there was just something that I should have dealt with Mm-hmm. There was a birth that needed to happen that I didn't allow.
That part. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So yes, and God, you know, when He blesses us with our husband, I hope and I pray that my husband and I could go forth and do ministry and be all that God has called us to be together. I would. That's the goal. That's the goal.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's a partnership. So I just want to take a minute, though, so that we can get into some of these comments, because there's a comment that just kind of came through that I think is so hilarious. So,
Nia. That's Nia.
Nia. Okay. She said, Linda, did you bring me on here to tell me I'm called to be single?
No, I brought you on here to say that it's a season and that we didn't allow God to do all that He can do.
I love it. That is awesome. So I love it. So, yeah, I agree. You know, I have absolutely been placed on pause, and it's because, I did not take the time to just kind of heal, work on myself, go to therapy. You know, honestly, you know, when I went through the divorce, it triggered like these traumas I never know that I was kind of like dealing with, stuff from my past that I kind of buried into like this sunken space, and we keep it pushing. We stay busy. We're taking the kids. We're building career. I was in a marriage at the time. I'm dealing with my husband, whatever. I'm acting like I've overcome those things when really it was just buried, but it didn't necessarily equate to a healing. And so honestly, the divorce, when I was single, it catapulted me in a season to where, okay, now I'm reflecting. I said, I looked in the mirror, right? Okay, what parts of me, what identity is it that I don't like about myself? And so I actually, you know, I went to therapy and started working on some stuff so that I can truly just release, because you can't be in partnership with a knot inside of you, something that you haven't released, and think that you're going to pour pure joy and happiness. I mean, because let's keep it real. One thing I learned is that it's very important the way you communicate. Communication is a big thing. And so I'm really working on having faith in how I speak. I'm pausing before I speak in this season, in a lot of things. And I am just really proud of myself, because I've had encounters where I could have really popped off on folk. And I have, you know, just kept it peaceful and meek. Even if they're rising, I don't rise with them. And I think that's very important in understanding how to grow and be in relationship.
I love that. In my singleness, I'm learning to use my voice. I typically will not say the things that I need to say. If I'm feeling uncomfortable about a thing, or if I'm being triggered, and what end up happening is that when it finally come out, I'm just like distraught. You know what I'm saying? Because I try to give people a fair chance, and I say the things up front. Like, you know, when you talk about your triggers and talk about things, and I try to be as open and transparent as possible early on and hope that they will understand. So that's not always the case. People are humans, and they forget and they make mistakes. And so I have to learn to be honest with myself and just say what I mean and mean what I say, and not abandon myself in a relationship, because I had a really, I tend to do that.
That's what we all tend to do. We tend to try and serve.
I don't think everybody does that.
You know, I've served to an exhaustion. And that exhaustion resulted in a pause, and the things, like you said, pausing on the things that really pushed me forward or growing me. But yeah, you also want to make sure that you're communicating, Linda, because when you bite your tongue, so to speak, you know, like you do, you're describing, then you implode. So then those things that really could have been discussed, maybe resolved, forgiven, it's just like a buildup.
And when I finally do say the thing that I need to say, people can't handle it. They're like, whoa. And it doesn't have to be like a mean, or like I don't have to necessarily blow up. But the fact that I have a request, people are like, well, you never had a request before. Like, where did these requests come from? And so I think I'm given a false sense of like hope in a relationship, or a false sense of me, because I'm not being honest. I'm not saying that I really don't like when you curse, like you said, like three curse words, and that is triggering for me. you know, or if somebody, you know, just there's just things that I don't like, or if you touch me a certain way, I may feel uncomfortable. Although I want love and affection, it could, some stuff could make me feel very uncomfortable.
Marie said, in any situation, we must learn not to lose ourselves, because we can be married and still feel single and lonely. Absolutely.
That's true.
Absolutely. I lived that. I lived that, Marie. I absolutely lived that, where I felt like I was in it by myself. I'm talking about life. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like I was in all the everything, the responsibilities or whatever was going on. I felt like I was in it by myself. So we have gifts. The word says that we are all given gifts. And this is coming from Corinthians, where they're talking about the married and the unmarried. Okay. So each person is given a gift, and it's something different. So that's what we need to understand. When we're in this season of singleness, we're cultivating that. Okay. We're cultivating what our gifts are, what our talents are. Basically, our gift is who we're called to be. Right. So we're working on who we're called to be, and we have faith that we are going to become. So when we're talking faith and singleness, we're talking, we're going to have faith in becoming who we're called to be, so that we can share our gifts with the world and with whomever we're called to be with, or with the family that we're called to be with, if we're called to singleness. Okay. What our sister Maya say? Agreed. It's not being completely honest to suppress ourselves.
Yes.
Bring your whole self. Come on and speak, Maya. Yeah.
And don't you know, take away the opportunity for them to grow, right? I take away the opportunity for someone to grow with me when I'm suppressing my feelings and I'm not being completely honest. And that is a childhood trauma, right? Mm-hmm. That's how I was raised. Like, hey, hush it up, be quiet, go deal with
that part.
Right. So then that's I carried that into my adulthood. I carried that on my job. Like, I am so afraid to pop off, because I know that my pop off will penetrate the soul of somebody. I'm afraid to do that, because I'm just afraid to do that.
Well, we don't want to pop off. We want to communicate. We want to have effective communication. Well, that's what we're working on.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, it's nurturing that. It's just, we were called to be quiet, right? And so that's that childhood trauma. But now, having this understanding and understanding what communication is, it's also understanding that we're not showing someone how to love us. Now we're praying, and we're in this time of singleness, that, okay, if God, if you send us anybody, that send us somebody who you've worked on, who knows how to love. Right. So that person may know how to love, but they still need to be molded into understanding how to love your individuality.
Absolutely.
Right. And so that's why the communication is key.
To discern the voice of God. We don't have the answers. I could look at my spouse, or just in any relationship as a single person, and I may not have the answer, but I know who does.
Yeah.
Right. I know that I could be sitting next to a church member, I could see someone on the job, I could be anywhere.
Yeah.
And I know to say, Lord, I don't know what to say in this moment, but I'm asking that you give me a word to comfort this person.
Right.
Or I could see some unease here. God, open a door for me to communicate. Like, through this singleness, God has dealt with me on that. So he's showing me effective communication, empathy, being able to be honest. He says, you don't have to tell me everything that's going on, but I just want you to know that God loves you and you're not forgotten about. Or I can see that something's bothering you. Because in a relationship, we're going to see something's bothering our spouse. And we can be like, what's wrong? Well, talk to me about it. But sometimes we can say, hey, you know, I could tell that, you know, you're going through something. I'll be over here when you're ready to communicate. In the meantime, I'm praying for you.
Exactly. This has been good. Okay. But it's time for us to go into what's the word. Okay. So what is the word? Today, we did have a scripture out of Corinthians. And in that scripture, it talks about what each person has, what each spouse has, a single person has. What is it that God gives us that we all have? Why don't you guys type that in the chat? Okay.
What's the scripture? First Corinthians.
It's 7 and 7.
Seven and seven.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look, we got it. We got them back-to-back gifts. That's right. Wait, Maya, did you say it last time, too? I think Maya is on, like, the sugar point.
Oh, her word.
This week, Maya got it as well. Girl, you on it. She is on it. Gifts. Yes. Yeah, so the theme for tonight, you guys, and having faith is having faith in your gift and know that you are a gift and that you have gifts that God wants to cultivate or nurture within you. So in this time of singleness, know that that you have talents and gifts that you can bring and shine light on that God is calling you to utilize and to share with the world. And in relationship, you have that same gift. You know what I mean? So your gift is not attached to being in partnership with anyone. Your gift is a blessing that God gave you, that he ordained before he formed you. So just keep that in mind, that in singleness, in relationship, whichever it is, know that you are a gift, you have a gift, and you are God's gift.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, Lord. Lord. Well, God doesn't waste anything. He uses us where we are.
Yeah.
This, you know, it's a good time to use our gifts for kingdom work. We are living in a world where we idolize marriage and things. And so single people, let's get out there and let's just give God our best.
Yeah.
Our best selves in this season. Give them in this season and in the next. But I think that is always just according to God's word. That is the goal, is to seek him first. Love him above any and all things. We cannot expect man to fulfill our desires, but we will for sure get what we need from God.
Right. And seeking him is having faith.
Yes.
In where he's calling, even if it's uncomfortable, even if right now the season of singleness is uncomfortable, having faith in this season that God has a plan. His plan, his ways are greater than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Right. So having faith, seeking him is having faith in where he's taking you and being in alignment with that. This has been good. And I hope you guys are being transformed. Please follow us on Instagram. You can also find us on TikTok. Please go to those pages. It's Be Transformed Official on Instagram and Be Transformed on TikTok. Please, please, please follow us so that you can get all the good announcements. And we love you guys so much. Thank you for joining. I'm going to pray us out.
Yes.
Dear Heavenly Father, God, Lord, we just thank you. We give this night to you. We give this conversation to you, God. We give our singleness to you. We give all the desires that are in our heart right now to you, God. You say that those who are weary and heavy laden, that we can cast our cares onto you because your yoke is easy, God, and your burdens are light. So anyone under the sound of my voice, God, that feels like they're carrying the burden of singleness, that they're carrying the weight of singleness, whether it be the responsibilities in the home, domestically, financially, God, we're sending all of our burdens to you right now, God. Meet them where they are, God, and create a revelation that flows through their life to see the gifts and the talents and the light that you have ordained for them to shine on this earth, God. This season of singleness is not in vain. There is a purpose in all things that you have called us to, God. So lead and guide the way, God, so that we can become who it is that we're called to be, so that we can walk in the wholeness and the greatness that you have ordained for our life. Let this season of singleness be a season that has a peace that transcends all understanding, that we can reside in it and know that with you, we can conquer and do all things. Keep us, God, as we go about our week. Come and meet each and every person where they sit, where they stand, where they lay. Meet their needs this week, God, so that they can continue to sow seeds and transform in who they've been called to be. We decree and we declare it in your name, and we say this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. That was beautiful. Thank you. We can do all things.
We can do all things.
This is a Testimony Media Production.